Weiner Center for the Performing Arts in Green Bay.
Let's see. No. Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's under
it
Regents.
Is.
Regents.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Blah, blah, blah.
Sorry. Yeah. There you go.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
It's another foundation that supports. Yeah.
I love my auto spell.
This is another one that's connected with the university, and another one like Oshkosh that's in big competition with the Fox City's Performing Arts Center. Back in the day, the Widener Center used to be the one that had the touring Broadway shows, and then Appleton kind of took over with that, and so they've been struggling to stand out in the ever-growing field of venues in the area. But they've been trying to focus on something unique and or professional, but kind of self-produced. And they cited a play about Vince Lombardi, I guess, with the they described as a full equity production. And I'm just not in theater, and I don't really know what that means. But so I couldn't tell if it was a whole staged play or if it was just a reading.
Equity is a union for actors, yeah. So it's full professionally contracted.
Yeah. And they produced it, so their staff.
Okay. They did a 25th anniversary orchestra concert with the Widener Philharmonic, which brought back some professional musicians that have grown up and graduated and worked elsewhere, but they came back to play in this orchestra for the 25th anniversary. They said they've got like 2,000 seats in their main hall. They mentioned 1,500 artists, 60,000 adults affected, 18,000 youth, 22 events in their brochure, plus 8 more with the UW Green Bay campus. And they had 9 events in their youth series. They brought Ballet Folklorico to campus in the fairly recent past, and some Israeli multimedia show. So they're trying to expand horizons. They do talk about trying to overcome the blue collar perceptions of historic Green Bay. And there is more diversity coming to Green Bay in recent years. They did some Spanish programs, I'm not sure what I meant, if they had programs in Spanish or in conjunction with Ballet Folklorico. Forgive me, I'm not sure what I meant by that. They've had speaking engagements. They're conscious of the need for education and their attachment to the university. It's big on the exchange of ideas. They had David Axelrod and Carl Rove were two speakers that they mentioned. Their Theater for Young Audiences program, they've been expanding that, and they say Widener ambassadors will visit the classrooms before the kids come to campus. And then they've also added another aspect to some of the school programs that they give the students the invitation to stay on campus after a performance and participate in workshops. They've been staffing a farmer's market stage in the summer with live music. They have community partnerships with Boys and Girls Club, YMCA. They do blocks of tickets. They give backstage experiences. apparently they won an NEA grant, maybe, for something called the Word Festival, which will use spaces in addition to the 2,000-seat venue. I don't know when that is going to happen. They try to deepen the experience for kids. They've had CRM challenges in moving their patrons to a Widener-centered database that's separate from the university. Ticketing is currently done by a third-party vendor, so they're trying to get that sorted out so they can keep track of their arts records better. They did not include a 990, but they're hooked up with universities, so maybe that would have just been more confusing.
We tell university embedded programs not to do their 990s unless it's like a support piece. Yeah. So they submitted a different budget then?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
They had a strategic plan draft from June. They have 9 staff people, 12 on their board. They recently been doing a social media push, showing recent growth, and they're finding social media an effective use for promotional purposes, and kind of like this, the way they said, and as a tool for positioning the Widener as part of the community, one with personality, accessibility, and inclusivity of the growing public we serve. And that, think of it as inviting patrons to participate in content creation by sharing their favorite Widener moments and trivia contests related to upcoming shows, and just trying to get people more engaged with them electronically. Their marketing plan document, they didn't upload an overall plan, but it included 2 detailed multi-page documents for 2 different events that was representative for what they do for everything. I think that's it.
I'm the second. I agree. They have their programming is terrific. They have great diversity in their programming. They're presenting some challenging work. They're producing work to meet their artistic intentions. They're producing a podcast, which, you know, is a hot market, and it's nice to see that. I think moving past some of the traditional marketing tools is something that more places need to look at. The marketing plans that they provided, I thought, were interesting, but way overblown. It was like a 6-tab Excel file with the minutiae broken out for every event, and I bet that a lot of it is repetitive. And so there's a lot of work into creating a document like that. It might be a little too far the other side, but if it's effective for them, then it's effective for them. They talked about the number of venues seems ever increasing, and I'm not familiar enough with the region to know if performing arts venues are popping up willy-nilly around the area. And they talked about the population being in decline. So that's an interesting corner to find themselves in, perhaps, but they seem to be responding to it very well. And not treating it, even though they kind of mention it as competition, maybe treating it less as competition and more as an opportunity to learn where their flex points are and what they can do that's different. So they seem to be rising to that challenge.
They have a new executive director who I think has offered a lot of new ideas, because I think I would agree with that they're definitely finding their niche. And trying a bunch of things and seeing what works and what doesn't. And I thought it was a good application. I thought it, I think what I got from their marketing plan was, I was wondering if this was the marketing plan for the Widener or if this was the marketing plan for the university. That was why it was so detailed.
I mean, I've seen this template before.
Yeah.
Right? And it was what they presented was for an event.
Yeah. I mean, it was one event, but yeah, I was just kind of like, how does this... I wondered if it was something like somebody from that marketing department was doing their marketing.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So, but I don't know. But, yeah.
So we're less than the 2-minute mark.
They do get university support. It is noted in their budget. For an organization with a budget over $1 million, I would like to see more than 1 year in the budget. So they gave us a breakout for 1 year, but I think it'd be nice to see 2 or 3 just to kind of track how they're doing. But it is broken out into a very understandable format. Thank you very much. And the university support was about $389,000. Not about. It was $389,000. Interestingly, they had a surplus of $8,500, which in my university is not how it would happen. Then the university support would be $381,000 and change to make the balance happen.
Other comments?
I just thought it was clear that they're trying to find their new niche and provide something that the competition isn't in. In a way that's unique to them, and they will offer something special.
And they touched on many different races and ethnicities and styles of performance. Really great.
Other comments?
Nothing to add.
Okay.
Good organization.